Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Wisdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Now, back up, you know, in the third chapter, I believe it is, of this same book, Ecclesiastes 3, he talks about times and seasons. You remember that? He said, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. Now, there's difference in time and season. He uses two different words. A precise time might be 2 o'clock on a Tuesday afternoon, time. But a season might include, depending on what you're talking about, it might be days or weeks or months or even years. A season. You hear sometimes people misquote scripture and say, well, you know, like the Bible said, it's appointed unto man a time to die. And they think that means, you know, 3 o'clock on a Thursday or whenever your number's up. And when it is, that's it. Well, it was their time. And somebody, you know, got killed in a car wreck at 33. And they say, well, it must have been their time. Or somebody, you know, in an accident when they're a teenager. Well, it must have been their time. Not true. I said, not true. It's not what the Bible teaches. It's not even what that verse says. That verse says in Hebrews, it is appointed unto man once. One time. Once. To die. And if you look at all the other scriptures concerning this, you'll see that the idea is season. Job says, you'll come to your grave in a good old age, like as a shock of corn comes in his season. Well, how many know when the ear hadn't even developed on the corn stalk, it ain't season? And how many remember Psalm 91? He said, with long life, I'll satisfy you and show you my salvation. If we had time, we'd go into it. But the Bible talks about bloody and deceitful men shall not live out half their days. And the Bible talks about being overmuch foolish. Well, it's right here in this book. 7:17. What you laughing at? 7:17 says, be not overmuch wicked, and neither be what? Don't be foolish. Why? Why should you die? Now you get the rest of the phrase here? What? Before your time? Are there people who have been foolish and died before the season when it would have been right for them to go? Absolutely. Can you die before your time? Many people have. And they try to, you know, make it into this big deal. It was God needed another angel and this and that. And God just saw fit to take them. And it's not right. It's not scriptural. It's not what the Bible says. They died early. They died young before their time. And, you know, except by the grace of God, we'd have all died many times. Right? We'd have been gone. But by the grace and mercy of God, we're still here. And, you know, if you will learn how to be led by the Spirit and have some wisdom, you'll stay out of trouble. You won't have so many close calls all the time. And will be able to live out your full length of days down here below and be satisfied. When you're old, full of days, rich, honor, you've done everything. You've finished everything God put you on the planet to do. You've been a blessing to people all around the place. And you just know, I'm ready. Then you go. I said, then you go. When you and God get good and ready for you to go, you don't have to die with one of the devil's stinking diseases or one of his goofy accidents. He's not your Lord. Amen. You know, you ever read about a who was it? Israel. And how he died. Called all his family around, you know, and prophesied to them, talked to them, spoke over them. Then the Bible said he gathered his feet up in the bed and went home. Went home, gave everybody a good charge and left. Didn't have to have 20 tubes and didn't have to be delirious and didn't have to have all the pain. Some people try to look wise and say, well now, Brother Keith, if you never got sick, how would you ever die? Ain't that hard? Yeah. It's not that hard. It's like, you know, the Bible says this body is like a sheath or a holster or a scabbard, you might say, for a knife. Your spirit is in it. It's like a, you might say it like this, like a glove. See, you're looking at me and I'm looking at you, but really, you're sitting there looking at me through those two windows you call eyes. This is just the house you live in. Right? This is not you. If you lost this house, you'd still be you. You wouldn't cease to exist. And if my hand was in a glove, and I'd say, well, how in the world could we make this glove stop moving? Pull my hand out of the glove. You won't have to stab the glove, shoot the glove, or put disease on the glove, right? Amen. Without the hand, glove is not moving. No life in it. And all you got to do is slip out of your body. Yeah. And it'll fall down dead. The scripture said, let me die the death of the righteous. Amen. And let my last end be like his. Yes. There's a right way to go and a right season to go. Yes. And there's a wrong time to go. Yes. And a wrong way to go. Yes. Everybody say that out loud. Let me die, the death of the righteous. And let my last end be like his. Hallelujah. I believe that's in Numbers. Well, where were we before we got talking about that? Ecclesiastes 8, weren't we? Well, actually, 3. 3, talking about a time and a season. And it said, to everything there is a season and a time. Do you understand the difference between time and season?
Yes, sir.
Season might be a period of 10 years. Here he says, a time to be born and a time to die, time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted, time to kill and heal and break down and build up and weep and laugh and mourn and dance and cast away stones and gather stones and embrace and time to refrain from embracing, a time to get and lose and keep and cast away, a time to rend, a time to sow. Well, now what if you're just sowing away? And it's tearing time. I better say that again. What if it's time to refrain from embracing and you just hugging everybody? Now, we got into this last week. What is discernment? Actually, the word that's translated understanding, a lot of times that word in the Amplified, for instance, in other translations, is translated discernment. And so he said, get wisdom, and he said, get understanding. And sometimes it'll say understanding and discernment. What is discernment? Well, we said that literally it means to know the difference. Let me read some of them to you again. One definition is to distinguish. Another one is to discriminate. Another is to differentiate. One big word is to separate. Basically, it means to see and understand the difference. To know the difference. Well, if there's a time to weep and a time to laugh, well, what if you're laughing in a crying time? What does that mean? It means you don't have discernment. You don't know what time it is. He said a time to plant and a time to pull up. Well, what if you're planting when it's pulling up time? Now skip on down to verse 7. Here's a big one. The last part, a time to keep silence and a time to speak. Now, listening to a lot of folks, you'd think there never was a silent time. But there is a time to be quiet. And there is a time to speak up. Now, you see it all the time. People talking when they shouldn't be and quiet when they should speak up. Some of the biggest talkers won't talk when they should. Get mad and miffed. I ain't talking now. Well, any other time you want to talk, well, I don't want to now. If you're led by your feelings, you will not be led by the spirit of wisdom. A wise man, wise woman's heart discerns what? Time and judgment. By the wisdom of God, you can discern what time it is, what's going on, what is appropriate, and what is inappropriate. Now, I'm not asking for any testimonies. Anybody raise their hand, but you can just look at me with a knowing look if you know what I'm talking about. Have you ever said the wrong thing at the wrong time? Or done the wrong thing at the wrong time? Why did you do it? Lack of wisdom. You did a foolish thing. And I've done a foolish thing. We've done it many times before. But we're not supposed to. I said we're not supposed to, and we don't have to. Now, you got to think right, because sometimes people say, well, you know, we're all human and we all make mistakes, and you're just going to do that sometimes. No, you do not have to do it ever again. That's like saying you have to sin sometimes. You never have to. If you had to, if you couldn't help it, you shouldn't have to repent, because it's not really your fault. But that's not true. The truth is, you and I never have to miss it again. Now, if you do, thank God. There's 1 John 1:9. And He's merciful. And He'll forgive us and cleanse us, right? But don't come in acting like you didn't have a choice. You had to. No, no, no.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Discerning the Good Part 2, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1602M. That's R1602M. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.